Boomer and Warner in the morning, live and loud in Calgary. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It is a Wednesday morning?
We just did clean it up, so
I believe it's Wednesday.
Yeah. We're not doing Ask Rhett today.
That's tomorrow.
And that's Thursday.
Right.
And the day before. Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah.
4-day work week?
No.
Are you ditching us again?
Well, I mean, maybe for you.
You just floated that last week on a Tuesday and thought that was, you know, acceptable behavior.
Maybe it is. My favorite part was the... Well, do you want me to come in?
I asked them.
Yeah. Do you want me to come in?
What's your job? I mean,
I had no option.
I guess.
Can't leave the 3-year-old home alone.
There's the big man. Can you go let the big man in? Brian McGrattan going to join us here momentarily in studio. Are you nervous?
Me?
Yeah.
Why would I be nervous?
Might be. What's that? Whack-a-mole game?
No.
Might just pound you right in there?
No.
No? You're all right?
I'm fine.
All right. It's first question, when are you racing the cow? Well, it would seem bigger, and there's been some developments. You can... Now, you, of course, now you crushed the cow. People were very amazed at the foot speed of the big man.
Yeah, I mean, I did take a little bit of a lead, but you know, I got the legs.
How much lead did you think it could have helped? Because you weren't going full out at the end; you were slowing.
I took 15. It was a little slick out there, and he had cleats on. So yeah. I'm like, God, I'm going to take a little bit. And he's quick. He gained some serious ground, but then I was Usain Bolted him at the end.
Yeah. Looking back at him. Yeah. Now, yeah, it was good this Saturday, Rhett taking on the cow, but he is claiming.
Not.
Bad hip.
Hamstrings.
I was practicing.
Same thing.
I was practicing.
Yeah.
On the third heat of my practice, I went down. Pop, pop. Both hammies. Kids playing soccer were laughing at me.
Well, they'll have a pretty long playoff run, so you'll have a chance.
Yeah, we'll get you out there. Yeah,
we'll get you out there.
So you are what, going coast to coast?
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow. Actually, my visa came in
to go over, and
I'm gonna
be a Panther.
Yeah, look, kind of like I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, getting a chance to go live in Europe it's gonna be a pretty cool experience for sure.
Hockey's been good for you, hey? When you think about the sport and what it's afforded you?
Yeah, I've got no complaints. I mean, I've said it before, the game owes me nothing. I mean, I've had a chance to live a dream playing the NHL for, you know, close to a decade. You know, made some really good friends along the way. I got to play in some really good cities, like, you know, like playing Calgary.
Yeah.
Calgary's home now. I mean, so, you know, the good definitely outweighs the bad for sure.
What's the highlight, if there is one, to look back over the... Oh, here I make...
I would always say my first NHL game. I grew up a Leaf fan. My first NHL game was on Hockey Night in Canada at the ACC. So,
yeah.
I mean, I always said I just want to play one NHL game and play in Toronto. And, you know, it was my first game.
And then you needed a little bit more, hey?
Yeah.
Get that one
and
in.
I punched out Ty Domi about 2 weeks later there.
Well, I remember Don Cherry. He's like, this guy could score 20 goals. Every team needs one of these guys. You remember that?
Yeah.
20 goals.
Well, I like Don, you know, because Don was my coach and GM and junior. And so I had a really good relationship with Don.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie is Ice Guardians.
Yeah.
Now, I guess give us the details how the whole thing got started and how
I got asked about, you know, close to 2 years ago, if I would like to have a part in it and tell my story and whatnot. And I think the whole project together was about an 8-year process. And I said, yeah, I'd love to come on. And so, you know, the guys came up here and I forget the name of the boxing club, but we went to an old boxing club. It was a pretty cool setup, dim lights and stuff. And then, you know, we did about, there was about a 2 or 3 part interview process. They came down to San Diego last year. So that's just kind of my end on my part in it. You know, having a chance to go to the premiere last week in Toronto, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It's really good. Yeah.
Without spoilers, I mean, is it just the life of
life,
filling the enforcer role in
life,
in any
life
level of hockey?
Life away from the rink, you know, different other guys' perspectives, like both Bobby and Brett Hall are in it, Clark Gillies. I mean, you got some Hall of Famers in there, and they're kind of their outlook on it. Wendell Clark is in it. There's a pretty vast variety of guys that are in it that kind of give a total outlook on what that role has done, what it's, you know, what it brings to a team, you know, where it's going, stuff like that.
You've embraced the role over your career. Without giving anything away, I can't imagine, because I saw the list, and like you say, it's an amazing list of players that they've talked to over time.
Yeah.
Safe to say that not everybody shares your affection for it? Because I would think some guys probably did it.
Yeah, in the half.
But didn't love it.
Yeah, there's, you know, I would say close to 90% of the guys are kind of did it.
But yeah.
They definitely wore on them for sure.
So it's...
They're not all maniacs like me.
Well... You know, not everybody can.
I know.
Everybody's a little bit different. What's the reaction that you're getting from people after they see it? Because, I mean, you know what it is. Right now, it's all about concussions, and everybody is we're hypersensitive to it.
That part is in there for sure.
And then this movie comes out.
Yeah.
Is it combating the thought of that, or does it kind of?
Yeah, everybody. You know, this part's in the movie. It's not really a spoiler, but 95% of concussions are not from fighting. 5% are.
Yeah.
So it's, it's just the easy thing to pick on. It's, you know, we're always, in that role, you're always kind of the scapegoat for everything. So, I mean, but we'll see where it goes. I mean, I said it the other night in Toronto, once you take that out of the game, it'll never come back. If you get rid of fighting in hockey, it will never, ever come back.
And are they going to get rid of it? It sure seems that.
I cannot see it being in the game much longer than another 3 to 4 years.
Do you think they'll ever officially do it? Or have the coaches and the GMs, they've just dissolved it out of there?
That's, you know, with the fighting rules and the suspensions, if you fight more. Like, especially it started in junior and then it's moved into the minors where... You know, in the OHL, it was 10 fights last year, and then every concurring fight from 10 fight on was a suspension. Now it's 3 fights.
Awesome.
Now that 10-fight rule has moved into the American League. So now in the OHL, if you fight more than 3 times, that 4th fight is a suspension.
So there's no sense being good at it.
I mean, but like I said, I mean, game's evolving. I mean, who knows? I mean... I was fortunate enough to get a 10-year career out of it, so, I mean...
And so would you say, and I'm a hypocrite when it comes to it, because I love it, and I did a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Would you say the game has suffered by going away from it? Because...
I've heard this from a lot of people, and, like, friends of mine and people who don't even really watch hockey, they say there's no excitement to it anymore. I mean, how many 4-on-4, you know, overtimes you want to watch, or, you know, little 5'10" guys skating around in circles all games? Like, you can't even hit anymore.
Yeah.
Never mind fight.
Yeah.
Every time there's a big hit, you got 3 guys on a panel or 4 guys on a panel that have never played the game before. They're watching a hit from 10 different angles and 10 times slow-mo and saying, well, this guy should be a 10-game suspension. It should be this and that. And, I mean, you can't even lay a huge hit anymore in that. Never mind fight. Like, the fighting is, I mean, it's the hitting that, it's the complete emotion of the game is being taken away. I mean, yeah.
Robotic.
You know what?
Would you say it's becoming a robotic?
You know what? Skill and speed. Yeah, you know what? That's a very exciting part of the game. But is that all you really want to watch? Like, people, especially from when we grew up and grew up watching, we love big hits. You know, when, like, for instance,
Rock'em,
if you ever
soccer.
Were watched a Boston Bruins Philadelphia Flyers series, you were going to see big hits, fast hockey, a couple fights, maybe a line brawl. And being, now, like, if you watch the Philadelphia Flyers and the Boston Bruins game, you might have a nap between the second period.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it's going.
Did you find it different? Like line brawl is one thing. Everyone's like, right? Get on the ice and go. But what about the stuff right off the draw? Did that make as much sense to you? Because clearly the fans love it.
They do love it. And I mean, that's kind of, I have done it, so I'd be a hypocrite to say I didn't like it. But I mean,
it just doesn't feel as authentic, right?
Yeah. Sometimes there's a right time for that. And a lot of the times there's not. I mean, sometimes it's too much with that. I mean, you know, there's games and he's played in games and we're there over the top. There's stuff going on all game. And, you know, a stage fight off a draw, that could be, you know, a tone setter and depending on who fights in it. But sometimes it can be too much. And some, you know, a lot of people don't like it and a lot of people do like it. So, I mean.
The edge is the thing for me. It was like you said, I'm a hypocrite because I don't think that fighting is the only reason guys get hurt. And they are taking all the physical stuff out of it. And that's what I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't want guys to be hurt and have long-term injuries. No. But I also don't want that bite gone from hockey.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's
bite,
what's...
The bites, she's gone.
Yeah, because the kids, yeah, and you're closer to it than I am.
Yeah.
You're still playing. But I've got to think that even in the dressing room, it's a different feel because the kids have a different mindset coming up.
There'll be lots of guys that hadn't fought that are in the NHL. That would never be the case 10 or 20 years ago. Yeah. There's a lot of guys don't fight junior now.
And again, not even the fight, but the intimidation for kids. They don't even have to worry about that side.
Have to worry. And then the coaching staff and management babies these kids. Like as a veteran player, you say boo to them and they're going to get in trouble.
They're done.
From,
yeah, you're the bad
these
guy.
These managers and coaches, I've always said I'm kind of glad I'm at the last stages of my career because, man, the way the atmosphere is at the rink, it is completely different from when I broke into the league, for sure. I mean,
do you have any examples? Like what is no longer
talking? I'll give you an example for us. For me, it was back in the day, and it's not a pot shot at Phaneuf or Daryl Sutter, but the first time I ever noticed it was with Phaneuf's first year when he was playing great. Don't get me wrong. Phaneuf was probably our best defenseman at the time, but if you tried to tell him what to do or give him a piece of advice, it wasn't. And Daryl... You think about Daryl, you'd think he'd be an old school, take the player, you know, the vet's mm-hmm. side, completely opposite. If don't question what he's doing,
leave
let him
alone.
Do it, leave him alone. It's like, yeah. Really?
So like this is, my rookie year when I played in Ottawa. Zdeno Chara was my roommate. I had no idea what etiquette was or anything. So I get to we go to Toronto. I get in. I'm like, well, I'm the first guy off the bus. I'll just get on the elevator and go up to my room. Go up there. The big man comes in. He's like, don't you ever do that again. I'm like, what? He's like, don't you ever beat me into this room again. He's like, you will sit down there until every single vet is in that elevator, and then you'll be allowed to come up. And I was like, when you say that to a kid now, he might start crying and be a mess for a week.
Yeah, he'd be a mess. It's true.
It's unbelievable.
Call my agent.
It's unbelievable. Like, man, we were in Calgary a couple years ago, and I mean, like, you know, it's some pretty long-term vets in our team, and we get pulled in and saying we're making young kids feel uncomfortable. Yeah, comfortable. What? You're supposed to feel uncomfortable. If you're a rookie, you're supposed to feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not making it a bad place for you to come, but you should know your role, and there's a certain pecking order in the dressing room and around the rink, and that whole part of the game's going out the window too. I mean, you can't even say anything to these kids anymore. So I mean, I don't know, it's all changing, man.
It coincides with you mix that in with these guys getting paid more money earlier, like the bridge deal's done, guys getting paid right out of entry level. It's like that
retro would know, seen it more than me. Like when I, you know, for instance, Jason Spezza, when I, you know, the year before the lockout had 55 points. He signed for $1.5 million in 2005, 2006. You have 55 points now, you're going to get six.
Yeah.
And there's no $1.5 million in between that. So, and then he grew up probably in an era where you didn't hit free agency until you were 30.
31.
And you'd have to put in 5 or 6 good years of really consistent numbers to cash in at 30 or 31.
Yeah, now 25. Now it's... can do it.
You know, if you're, you know, some guys are like Johnny Gaudreau's coming out of college where you burn that 1 year if you play one game, and then, you know, kids are smart and their agents are smart, and if you have 2 good seasons, you know, you kind of have the team by the short and curlies. Yeah. And it's the way it is. I mean, so you know, so the money, definitely the money part is definitely getting thrown around quite a bit.
Brian McGrattan, our guest here in studio. The movie is Ice Guardians. The fighting element of the game, like you said, the entertainment value suffers.
For a fan, right? Because a lot of the fans.
And I agree. I'm a hypocrite. We talk about it all the time.
Don't get me wrong. We love scoring and skill and this and that. But we love hockey.
But man, we sat in here.
Emotional game.
We sat in here and we were sick to our stomach when we watched you go down.
Yeah.
That day.
Yeah.
I mean, people were rattled watching that video when you went down on the ice. So I'm a total hypocrite because I love fighting, and I look at this like, oh, you know what? We don't need it. If that's, you know, if that's the other side of it, man, maybe we don't need it. So Even I feel I'm changing, and I was always an advocate for fighting in the game.
Yeah, I still love it, man.
I know. You were...
I'll say this: the league you're going to has got some tough guys.
Yeah, they do actually.
Cam Jansen, some... Patrick Bordeleau. Are you kidding me? Yeah, those guys are monsters.
Jay Rosehill. Oh. I mean, they have some.
You're not out of the woods yet.
Should be pretty fun. No, they're not out of the woods.
So that's probably more appropriate.
They probably thought they'll go over to Europe and cruise around for a year. Well, that's not happening.
They want to get traded to Nottingham all of a sudden.
Just to double back, I'm guessing, obviously, you're not happy that you got knocked out or knocked down. But how long afterwards do you have that realization, like, everybody's going to be on?
No, you know what? It never really shook me. I mean... that's, you know, that's a thought you have to have in the back of your mind that can happen. I mean, I haven't been knocked down like that before, but I've definitely been knocked down and, you know, and I've always gotten back up.
Yeah.
And part of it, you know, I had to give that kid a lot of, I gave him a lot of credit because first of all, he fought me and then he stood in there with me. And part of it was my fault. You know, I haven't lost in so long. You know, I kind of took them for granted. I took a hard shot earlier in the fight. And I just thought, oh, that's all this guy's got, right? So I just kind of stayed open with him. And he kind of gets sloppy and boom, hit me in the right spot. And I got what I deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like that, man. Cause
that's all
right. You're right. There's something about
Kevin. I got up. I was in the room. I didn't know. I was having a good time. I didn't know what was going on.
Well, that's
what he's trying to talk to me. I'm telling him.
Yeah.
I guess I threw the neck brace at the paramedic in the room. I didn't, you know, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Cause Twitter is exploding. He's like, have you heard? Yeah. How is he?
And then, you know, I was obviously down in the basement of the rink and my phone, you know, they have no reception down there. And then, they wanted me to go get checked out in the hospital. I'm like, oh, I guess I should bring my phone. Sure enough, get on, and it's just boom, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah. Small world.
Yeah.
With the added now responsibility of being a parent, does that give you any more pause than it might have in the past?
No, not at all. Because, you know, I said it to Michelle, how am I going to tell Gabe to give up on something, to never give up on something, where if I get knocked out in that fight and I never do it again? That's like a really big sign of weakness and softness and whatever. So I went right back at that kid and I kicked the hell out of him. Yeah. Right.
But
so
no,
how am I going to be able to look at my kid and tell him not to ever give up on anything, where if I would have got knocked out in that fight and I would have packed it in?
Boy, I don't think anybody would have. I don't think anybody would have said Brian McGrattan soft if that was your last fight, though.
No, never, man.
But there's a lot of guys that does end that way, right? Like, there's the toughest guys ever all still retired, right?
Yeah.
Like, Gordy stopped fighting at some point.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to fight right to the last. But, you know, being a parent, I mean, that's, you know, it hasn't, you know, it's been amazing. I think it's made me, you know, getting to go home. Like, I'm going to go home today and he's going to be running around the house and you know, we're playing hide and seek and chasing them later. I mean, it's definitely one of the brightest spot in my life, getting to be able to do that every day.
Tell us, because some people won't be familiar with what you're doing. You're going overseas.
Yeah.
Your career continues. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, had some mild interest over here, but obviously the NHL window, I'm not, you know, that window's closed. And then, you know, playing in the American League, I mean, the way it is now, I mean, I told my agent it would have to be a lot of money to do it. I mean, that league, you know, I'm 35, that league stinks. I mean, there's three or four good cities. The rest of them are in hellhole towns.
Travel
tough. I mean, like, if you guys want to interview some guys in Stockton in January and see what they're, you know, going to want to jump out a window in that town. It's brutal. I mean, so, you know, you're going to get stuck in places for 8 or 9 months of the year that are awful.
Yeah.
Like, I've played in some very bad towns. And I just picture I can't do that at this age. When you're 20 or 21 years old, you don't know any better. And, you know, that, and then you always have that chance of making it to go, but I don't have a chance of going back to the NHL. So I told my agent, I would like to explore every option. You know, if there's a Europe option, I would love to go over there and live in another country and experience another culture. Well, I have still, you know, have a year or two, three left of playing, and, this team kept calling. So, I mean, you know, I signed a 2-year contract. So, I mean, having a chance to live in England for a couple of years.
Yeah, so the team is the... Sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
Nottingham Panthers.
The Nottingham Panthers, thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, having a chance, you know, and for my family, like, Gabe got to spend his first year in San Diego, which is really neat, and then he's going to get to grow up in England for a little bit. I mean, so it's going to be pretty cool for family, too. My wife's dad... grew up in Liverpool. So she has a bunch of cousins and everything that are over there. Yeah. So her family's coming over. So it's going to be a good experience for everybody, for sure. Yeah.
One of the most beloved Flames of this recent generation, for sure. The salute to the crowd is, I mean, that's what, when you think of all the, you know.
Yeah, take that out of the game too.
That's rude. Didn't you get a 10 for that?
I got a 10-minute misconduct for that.
Stupid.
That was the best 10-minute misconduct I got.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it again. Like, and I'm like, oh man, I'm going to eat a 10. Like, I'll be like, oh, I've got like 5 shifts up to this point. That's, I'm on a pretty good pace to get about 8 or 9 this game. But if I take a 10-minute misconduct, I might get like 6 shifts. That's why I never did it again.
So the movie is Ice Guardians. Now, putting you on the spot, when can we see it here? How's the...
It's Saturday night
at
the Cineplex in Eau Claire.
Okay.
Is the release date here. And I think there might be one more. I'm not sure.
Okay. We'll find it.
But and then it's out on Super Channel on October 8th.
Perfect.
And then for one day. And then after that, it'll be the, you know, whatever releases they have, iTunes, Amazon, all that stuff. It'll be available. Yeah.
So when are you going over? Soon,
I'm
right?
I'm leaving tomorrow. My visa came in yesterday, so it was about a 10-day process to get my visa, and it came in yesterday. So
they've started, haven't they? They got that they go.
Yeah, they're about 4 games in. So I'll
they don't know what's
I'll
coming.
Fly in.
You're coming in hot.
I got to play it back to back this week, and I'm gonna be a little tired on some jet lag, but we'll get the money makers going for sure.
Take care of that boy. Yeah. Take care of that family. Take care of yourself. Calgary loves you, man.
Perfect. Well, thanks for having
you
me,
bet.
Guys. Yeah.
There's
perfect.
Brian McGrattan here in studio. 826, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer, Warriner, and Pinder, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Studio 8:33. Big Earn hanging around. Great stuff. Talking Blue Jays. How are you? How are the Blue Jays are finally coming around? You're a big Jays guy.
Yeah, huge Jays guy.
Not a big R.A. Dickey guy, but that's all right.
I
love watching.
I just like chirping Dickey do.
Yeah. When things don't go well, go after Walker, whoever.
Dickey
Doo
is an easy target, like a fighter on the team is an easy target. You know?
40-year-old.
He's
an
easy guy.
Pitch.
Yeah, he's an easy guy to go after when they're not doing well. But he's been great.
Something earlier that I started writing a list. All the crappy markets in the American Hockey League. Like, there are some holes, places you would never want to wake up and have to live.
And
like,
not just
Peoria,
that.
Peoria, Rockford, like Rochester, Utica, Binghamton, you probably spent some time in.
I played in Binghamton for 3 years. I mean, sometimes it feels like you're in the movie The Hills Have Eyes. It's wild. It's wild. Yeah. You can't even believe that people like that exist, and then you have to be in these towns with them for 8 or 9 months of a season.
So how would you describe Stockton? Because obviously Flames fans know that's the farm team.
Well, I'm not going to lie. It's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean,
good incentive to make it big. Because at first blush, you think this is great. You're going to play in California. Yes, this is awesome,
I mean,
right?
It's, you know, especially if you get a kid coming from Europe. Yeah, I get to play in California and this and that. I mean, like a lot of the places in are dumps.
Yeah.
But this place is not, it's not safe. I mean, it's like, it's not like you put your life in your hands. We go a couple blocks away from where.
If you're saying that, that's saying something.
Yeah. Like we had a meeting with our team. Somewhere. Like when we went to the hotel there, we weren't like allowed to go out for dinner or nothing like that because you just can't do that there. Like a hotel is beside the rink and you're going to get room service and go to the rink in the morning and walk back across the parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So kind of like Detroit, but everywhere.
Everywhere.
Wasn't that?
It's crazy city a little bit.
Everywhere.
It's a little bit danger.
Yeah. So. We had Jakob Nakladal from the Flames last year. He spent some time down there. And again, so how's Stockton? Well, you know, it's a little bit danger.
Yeah.
It's a little bit danger.
We don't have to, you know, I was just kind of in and out when we played there. We played one or two games in a row and jumped back on the bus and kind of get out of there.
I remember last year at the start of the year, those guys weren't playing. So they were stuck in Stockton. Practicing and probably scared to do anything else.
I think Nocturnal had a girlfriend or wife and kid, I think. Yeah, so imagine dragging them over with you. Oh my goodness.
It'd be like living in Alcatraz for 8 months and then at that hotel.
Yeah.
But, Colt Norris is one of my good friends and he played there last year and he lived about 40 minutes outside and he said it was really nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get out to the, I think if you go anywhere but there, it's nice. Like, you know, you go to the north, it's Napa. You go west, it's San Francisco. Yeah. Sacramento is close. I mean, there's some, you know, it's just
there.
One spot.
There is the problem. Yeah. Around there is okay.
So what do you what do you see for the Jays? Back-to-back wins here. Have they turned the corner?
The guys were talking last night on TV just saying all season they're waiting for the bats. They're waiting. We haven't really hit stride yet. So hopefully, you know, you get 9 guys hitting in one inning. You know, hopefully it's, they need it.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to get rolling because they're going to have to catch the Sox. And is it the last home stretch of the season they
have? They're in Fenway for the last 3.
Oh, so they're in Fenway for the last 3. So, I mean, they're going to have to gain a little bit of ground and then sweep them at home, which might be tough.
Yeah.
They put themselves in a hole at that start in September for sure.
Well, that's what Rhett keeps telling Pinder.
They were.
You won 3. Was it 3 games? You won 3. They won 3 of 12.
Yeah.
3 of 11.
In September, they're 6 or 7 wins out of 20? It's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King Felix today against Sanchez. That'll be good. 130.
There you go. Now, should we do some Did You Know here? We got to get into it here.
Yeah, I could do that.
We do little sport facts.
Sure.
But Rhett never knows anything about sports. So he'll tell us about how long a giraffe's tooth is or something. Ridiculous. Yeah. So why don't we do that right now?
Hey, Did You Know? Brought to you by Switch Advanced Lighting Solutions. Did you know Alberta company Sprung Instant Structures saves $4,400 per month just by changing to Switch's high-efficiency LED lighting? Switchlighting.ca. Hey, Did You Know? Brought to you by Switch Advanced Lighting Solutions.
Happening. Do it twice. So nice.
Hey! Did you know that David Ortiz has hit 36 home runs this year? That is the most ever by a player in his final season in the majors.
He's going to come back and ruin that stat.
Bet you didn't know that.
I got him on my fantasy team.
You're doing all right, I'm thinking.
Did you know the longest time between twins being born is 87 days?
Oh, what?
You got twins, Pinder.
That wasn't that long. It was 2 minutes.
The woman stayed in labor for 86 days.
Oh, my God.
Longest time.
It's worse than the rat head in the chicken. Hey, did you know the last Blue Jay pitcher to win 20 games was Doc Holliday back in 2008.
It's actually
one of two 20-win campaigns. He did an 0-3 as well.
Oh, that's great. Hey! Did you know Gary Sanchez of the Yankees has 17 home runs this season? That's the most ever by a player who didn't have a single home run prior to August 1st. Stud.
Hey, did you know when Canadians Russell Martin and Michael Saunders went deep in the same game for the same team? It was just the second time two Canadians have gone deep with two-run shots for the same team. The other time was earlier this year. Same two guys.
Well, hey, did you know that Russell Martin and Michael Saunders are the first Canadian-born teammates to hit 20 or more home runs in the same season?
I didn't know that. I should have.
Now you do.
Yeah.
Rhett?
Hey, did you know Brian McGrattan had 551 penalty minutes in the 2004-2005 AHL season?
That's a lot of penalty.
I believe that's a record.
I think I'm still in the box.
Serving some.
He says, I think I'm still in the box. Yeah, no kidding. That is Hey, Did You Know?
Hey, Did You Know? Brought to you by Switch Advanced Lighting Solutions. Did you know that 70% of all businesses are expected to switch to LED lighting by 2020? Switch gives you the best options now. Switchlighting.ca.
I have a pair of tickets. I have a Kilkenny Irish Pub prize pack. Two tickets to this weekend's Stampeder game versus the Bombers. Some wings, some free bevvies, ride to and from the game, and some great seats at the game. First person to text through, where did Brian McGrattan play his first NHL game? If you can have the correct answer on the fan feedback line with where did Brian play his first NHL game, we're going to set you up courtesy of the Kilkenny. 841, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning is only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
If you missed any of that with Brian McGrattan, you can download the podcast. You can find Boomer, just search Boomer and Warner on iTunes. You'll get there. It's also on our website, sportsnet.ca/960.
Nailed it.
Take us with you. Good stuff there from Big Earn.
This, probably safe to say there won't be another like him coming through.
Never.
Yeah, man, I don't think there's anything part of that breed that's even going to come through.
He's writing it. We all know it. That ain't coming back.
No. At least not to the level we've seen it. There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way it goes to that level, but I don't think there's going to be much of any of it. Because, like you said, when are you going to get in a scrap?
The last, six, seven cups you've had... Chicago in three, and you've got Pittsburgh winning last year. Like, is there a single guy out of those teams that is keen to drop the mitts?
No.
You don't need it. In today's game, you don't. You certainly did 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, and like I said, I love the bite of that and that edge of that, I might have to. I've admitted I'm a hypocrite, but it's gone. Kids aren't going to do it.
And with all the trepidation around concussions and lawsuits, the league's going to do nothing to fight to keep it.
No.
Right? They're not going to lobby to try and keep that aspect in the game.
Can't. You're asking for, $500 million lawsuits down the road like the NFL's facing.
Yeah, unless you're going out like Dana White and saying, yeah, I'm going to actually promote that side of it and say, yeah, you're right. It's a violent sport, and that's why we...
Well, if you're Dana White, it's not a union, and you signed the waiver. You can't sue me.
All right, we got about 9 minutes to get through some stuff very quickly. What do you have coming up after 9 o'clock?
Busy night. We've got Todd Halpin. It is a Wednesday, which means around the PGA. We've got Derek Wills immediately after the update at 9, and we've got buddies from Oktoberfest coming in.
All right.
Doing a little boosting, having boys.
All right.
A little food, a little beer.
We get to... We get to the Pinder Report right
the
now.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
9:25 for that. Yeah. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Going to be good. All right. Let's begin with the World Cup of Hockey. Canada, USA.
Canada, we stand on guard. We stand on guard for thee.
Yeah, the Canucks looking to keep their momentum going after that 6-0 win to open their tournament. A loss. I'll talk about the Americans being in trouble. If Canada lost yesterday, would have been bad news. As for the Americans, backs against the wall. A loss would end their tournament effectively. Yes, still one round robin game to go, but ineligible to qualify for, the semifinals, which you'd want. Lots of pressure for Uncle Sam after that loss to Europe on the opening day. Just needed a win to stay in contention for that semifinal berth, and they got the good start they wanted. Have a listen.
Bouncing puck, side of the net, they score! McDonough goes to the net, and the U.S. strike first, and lead it 1-0.
They would strike first, but it was four straight goals from Team Canada to get a 4-1 lead. A late one from TJ Oshie would help, but not enough. With not a lot of time left and an okay Canadian performance trumped a mediocre American performance. Wait. Just not that good. Here's John Tortorella, who was under the gun all tournament, as was USA Hockey, especially after that tournament opening loss to Europe post-game.
Well, I think there's some self-inflicted wounds there. Going into tonight's game, I think it was very important that if they were going to get something, they had to earn it. I thought we had a good start, but we gave him a couple of freebies there, and you just can't do that.
Can't do it.
I don't know.
Did they let down the entire nation?
Which player on the team do you think wears the biggest jockstrap?
I think we let some people down. It's on my watch. I certainly feel responsible for that. It's really disappointing.
That's ridiculous.
What impact will this have? Like, do you think it was being watched by many in America?
Well, they missed a big opportunity. If you get to the elimination rounds.
And you know what? Sorry. You know
ESPN
what?
ESPN for the first time in ages.
It was on ESPN.
Yeah.
It was wasn't on even ESPN. A game. And they did it like it was, there was no theater or drama there for American fans at all. That's
Jennifer.
Pretty much.
Right?
The tournament in a nutshell for America. Buzzer and Jennifer.
I can't imagine ESPN's going to be banging down Bettman's door anytime soon for more product.
Yeah, heads are going to roll too. Tyler Johnson and Phil Kessel left off this team. Ditto for Kevin Shattenkirk, who's a real good defenseman that, you know, better than guys that made this hockey club. The snubs and omissions were glaring, never mind when they decided to sit Dustin Byfuglien in a pre-tournament game. A lot of questions around roster composition that, frankly, are deserved. Why in the world wouldn't you have Kyle Okposo and you would take Justin Abdelkader? We'll see. It's probably going to make Team USA better down the road because, frankly, they're going to have to get rid of some guys that set up the philosophy for this team.
It's easy to say. You can't be worse.
Very true. Phil Kessel also torched the team. Did you see this tweet after the game? Just sitting around the house with my dog, felt like I should be doing something important, but couldn't put my finger on it. Phil feeling the snub.
That damn Twitter.
Yeah, damn Twitter. Ruining everything, eh, Torts? Here's the best blast on Twitter, though, wasn't landed by Phil Kessel. It was landed by a sledge hockey player from the American sledge hockey team. Heavy stuff, actually suggesting he was glad he was born without legs because the sledge team actually has their crap in line. Yikes. That's an embarrassing performance from the Americans, to be sure. Other action, Sweden against Finland, Nordic neighbors, and it was all Sweden, although albeit by a narrow margin.
Daniel, Henry, Strahlman jumped in front, he scores! What a great read for defenseman Anton Strahlman to jump in and finish what the Sedins started, and the Swedes have the first goal of the game.
Now, are they from the Baltic region?
This is the Nordic.
Oh, region. I thought.
And maybe you could say Scandinavian.
So where?
Area. Baltic's the little
bit just carry
south
on. It's fine. I'm sorry.
East. Yeah. Nearby. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. Moving along. Sweden's victory moves them to the top of Group B. Still a lot of muck there. Finland's 0-1. Team North America and Team Russia are both 1-1. And Sweden and the North American side back at it this afternoon. That game goes 1 o'clock on Sportsnet West. Other action tonight, Canada in a somewhat meaningful game against Europe. They play back-to-back days. It'll be 6 o'clock on Sportsnet. We'll carry the game right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. A win, and they will finish atop Group A. To the majors, Blue Jays in Seattle last night for a second game of a big set against the Mariners, who opened this series just two games back of Toronto for the final wild card. A tense victory two nights ago, needed a four-out save from their closer. Things tense early last night, too, after a Devin Travis error. Look out. Here's Robbie Cano at the dish.
Hap to Cano. Ground ball to the right side. Diving stop and the ball kicks off the glove of Devin Travis. Rolls into the right field corner. Two-run score. Chasing the ball, Michael Saunders. Cano around second. He's on his way to third. And Seattle goes out in front 2-0.
Oh, you had to feel for Devin Travis, but you felt better after the top of the fourth. So much Jays action, we had to ram it into a montage.
Drill deep to right field. Yes, sir, let's admire a second home run this inning. Michael Saunders lines softly into center field, base hit. A broken bat hit, Pilar around third. He scores without a throw. Carrera with a great at-bat.
Popped up into right field down the line. That's dropping, dropping, dropping.
Fair base hit. The third base, Carrera. Hitting fair base hit. Grab around third, Donaldson. Score. Hit. First eight.
We can't even fit it in.
Michael Saunders.
Unbelievable. Two at-bats for multiple players in the same inning. They lead 8-2 after an eight-run fourth, and it was cruise control from there as Jay Happ picks up win number 20. The big lefty dishing out some props to his catcher, Russell Martin, who went deep in this game.
Special shout-out to Russ Martin, who got me through a lot of the battles so far this year, and hopefully we got a lot more to go.
Got a good little matinee. This thing ain't done yet. If you're partying in Seattle, there's one more. Get the Caesar into you, maybe a little clam with the beer.
I'm not going for wings.
You're going to do the... you're not. What do you mean you're not going for wings?
Well, it doesn't start till 1:30 by the time...
Get a nap and then come back.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not happening, is it? You said he was going to bail.
I know that it's another the long list of things that Rhett
disappointing
says he's going to do and then doesn't do.
Just one devastating blow after.
Name one.
Oh, the Stamps thing.
It's an injury. Mm. IR.
So people aren't disappointed?
Probably not.
We're actually going to have a boomsy for the best of Rhett empty promise.
Empty promise.
Aaron Sanchez against Felix Hernandez, the king. That's a 1:30 start on Sportsnet 1 because we've got, of course, Sweden, North America on Sportsnet West. There's your Pinder Report, boys.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
Montage. 8:59.
Too many hits and runs for a Pinder Report. Montage.
The 9 o'clock hour is a busy one, but we do have a smidge of time.
Talk about. Talk about. Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, where 0% is here today but may be gone tomorrow. Get red hot Ram starting from $23,900 and the Dodge Grand Caravan at payments of only $65. VarsityChrysler.com.
Montage.
People loving the montage. Loving the montage. This one here. What's up with Jennifer when Torts speaks? What it was, Torts on a conference call and some jabronis got access to to the phone number to call in.
This question comes from Gil Johnson with Slapshot.org.
Hi. Your mama's so bald, even a wig wouldn't help. Did you hear that one? Pardon me? Jennifer, let's go to the next question. Hey, you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Blake Thomas with the Mankato Free Press.
Yeah, go ahead, Blake. I just wanted to ask Coach what his favorite Dolphin movie was. I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry. Let's go to the next one. Jennifer. Jennifer.
Yes, sir. Our next question comes from Mike Wilson with the New American Gazette.
Hi, Coach. Yeah, when it comes to high sticking, which player on the team do you think wears the biggest jockstrap?
Jennifer.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Kim Simmons with the Hockey Gazette.
Jennifer, let's go to the next one, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Jennifer.
So that's what it has to do with.
That was the press conference announcing him as head coach of Team USA.
So yeah. Good.
It's perfect.
A train wreck right from
it's
the start.
So fitting.
So Jennifer kept going to these guys on the conference call. Yes, slapshot.org. asking him about his favorite Dolphin movie
hockey,
and who
hockey
has
com.
The biggest...
The Hockey Gazette.
Jennifer, let's go to the next one. Jennifer.
Jennifer's clueless.
Jennifer.
Where are we here? Team America montage, a plus. Pinder. Montage. Are you carrying the Jays game today? We are not carrying the Jays game
Sportsnet
today.
West, get that, or the Sportsnet Now app. You can do that right on your phone. Ooh.
Cart, cart, cart. Way to go, Pinder. You made my day.
Thank you. Is that one of our boys we went golfing with?
Who's to say?
Crushed that thing.
Hey, Boomer, how's your car coming? Had it running yesterday.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And this is the one that hasn't been running? I can't keep track with all these things.
Yeah. Which car?
The Burt.
You're so...
The Burt Reynolds.
The
Smokey,
run.
The bandit. She was purring like a cat.
Hey, great time to bring it out. -4. Snow's coming. Good thinking.
Needs a new garage, doesn't he?
I thought that hit on Backlund was bunk and chicken bleep, signed P. Steinberg.
P.
Paul. But I think that is bunk, and I think that is such chicken bleep.
It's very vague.
Bleep.
That's what you want to talk about today, folks.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, where 0% is here today, but maybe gone tomorrow. Get 2016 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams at 0% for up to 84 months and discounts up to 17 grand. VarsityChrysler.com.
Bleep.